Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily inspirational, devotional, and motivational gospel in Christ Jesus. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Today, we take a deep walk into the Christian faith. Child of God, dwelling in peace with all and holiness. The Christian faith is a walk of faith, peace, love, holiness, prayer, and more. The Christian faith has its trials and temptations. But in all, everything is surmountable. We have assurance given and exhibited by the loving God Almighty, a promise to be with us even to the end of time. Child of God, God Almighty has expectations from us and gave us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to teach us and remind us through the Holy Spirit all He wants us to know and to do, as well as how we should walk on earth in our dealings with people. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 14, I'm reading from the NIV version, Bible says, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one can see God." Child of God, it's important not only to be at peace with yourself, but also at peace with all, regardless of gender, creed, religion, cadre, strata in society. Even with those who despise you, it's good to be at peace with them. Let your hands and your ways be clean. When the ways of a man is pleasing to God Almighty, even his enemies will be at peace with him. Remember, the Bible says that. Now, back to the original text of our discourse. Peace with all and holiness. Those are imperatives for a true Christian living. You can't claim to be holy when you are not at peace with those around you. Regardless of your religious affiliation, your doctrine, holiness and peace are activators of God's presence in any life, in any family, in any nation. There are no shortcuts to enjoying the intervention of God except you do that which is right. You must learn to be at peace and live a holy life. Jesus taught us how to be holy. Number one, light of God must shine in you always. Number two, love. Learn to love people, not sexual lust. Love people genuinely. Be sacrificial. Care about people. Number three, live a sanctifying life. That means making yourself a temple of purity, dedicated to God. Don't allow darkness defile the temple of God. You are the temple of God. Keep the temple clean, pure, reasonable, as an acceptable sacrifice to God Almighty. Number four thing that you must know, child of God, you must live a life of truth. Truth is the only thing that stands the test of time. Evil never lasts. It has expiry date. You must learn to live a life of truth. Number five, live by the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verses 4 says, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." That means you must live by the standard of God, live by what God says, not what you say. Number six, understand that men are moved by what they see, while women are moved by what they hear. What do I mean? Every man who really wants to go far spiritually must control where his eyes stray towards. Don't be carried away by the curves of beautiful women. Don't lust after them. Conquering all sorts of women in bed does not make you a superman or a strong man or a champion. It's only a sign of wasted and fragmented destiny. I repeat, wasted destiny. That is jumping from one lap to the other. Remember, David's eyes strayed to Bathsheba while she took her bath. It led to evil upon evil until God dealt with him. As for women, always be careful what and who you listen to. Many ignorant women have been deceived and their lives destroyed by men with sweet and manipulative tongues. Number seven, how you dress determines how you be addressed. These are all imperatives of holiness. If you dress decent, you'll be addressed decently. You can't claim to be holy and yet your outward appearance is suggesting or inviting the opposite sex to lust. No way, God cannot be deceived. Child of God, holiness is a must if you must see God. You can't be holy and still go to ritualists, herbalists, shrines, and mediums. No way. When you follow Jesus, you'll be conscious of all that you do. Holiness gives you audacity, assurance, boldness, and faith. You will not struggle to pray, and it takes you closer to God. Have you been wondering why some people pray little and get results easily? It's as a result of the holiness and the peace present in them. Child of God, today I will stop here. But remember, holiness and peace with all is an important aspect of Christianity. Don't ignore these important areas of Christianity. Now I need you to talk to God. Ask of the Lord to cleanse you, to make you pure, to make you righteous, and make you holy in the name of Jesus. Ask of the Lord to deliver you from yourself. Ask of the Almighty God to show you mercy. Ask of the Holy Spirit to renew the right spirit within you. Ask of the Holy Spirit to help you to love all without blemish, without offense. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart, to touch your spirit, to touch your tongue, to touch every aspect of your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you daily in the aspect of holiness and peace with all in the name of Jesus. Today I pray with you, the Holy Spirit to guide you all the way in spirit and in truth in Jesus' name. Every strange manipulations in your life against the will of God be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus envelop your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Happy birthday and a big congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. The mighty hand of God will elevate, bless you, and keep you in all your ways in Jesus' name. You are celebrated today and always in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanks for listening and sponsoring the podcast across various platforms. Your effort and support keep the message going worldwide. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day today. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.